I'm Roberta Baskin, Director of Media Communications, speaking with Kay Daly, the Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services. Now, the OIG recently issued a report about improper payment reporting. And Kay, let's just start with, what is an improper payment?
Well, Roberta, an improper payment is a payment that should not have been made because it didn't meet program rules or was in an incorrect amount. It includes both overpayments and underpayments.
Well, how are improper payments tied to fraud within HHS programs?
Improper payments are not estimates of fraud. While all payments obtained by fraud are improper, not all improper payments are fraudulent. Tools that measure improper payments are not designed to detect or measure the amount of fraud in programs such as Medicare.
What are inspectors general supposed to do about reporting on improper payments?
In 2010, Congress passed legislation requiring inspectors general to review and report on agencies' improper payment information every year. We make determinations on requirements in the law. For example, did the agency assess the program's risk level? Did it develop improper payment estimates? And were the error rates below 10%? Did it establish and meet targets to reduce improper payments? Did the agency publish plans to correct the problems?
How big of a problem are improper payments at HHS?
In 2012, the department reported almost $65 billion in improper payments across 8 high-risk programs. And this is over half of all improper payments reported across the federal government. HHS did not report an error rate for the 9th high-risk program called Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, because HHS does not have authority to require states to provide the necessary data. So there's no estimate for that program.
Did all of these HHS programs have improper payment rates of less than 10%?
Well, 7 of the 8 programs had rates below 10%. Medicare Advantage did not. Its improper payment rate was 11.4%, which is over $13 billion in estimated improper payments.
$13 billion is an enormous amount of improper payments. So how did the department fare in meeting its reduction targets?
Well, the department reported that 4 programs, Medicaid, Medicare Prescription Drugs, Head Start, and the Child Care and Development Fund, met their improper payment rate reduction targets. However, 3 programs, the Medicare Fee-for-Service, Medicare Advantage, and Foster Care programs, had targets that they did not meet. So the 2 remaining programs, TANF and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, did not have established targets.
Did HHS develop the required corrective action plans?
Well, the department did develop plans for 7 of 9 programs. For TANF, this requirement did not apply because there was no estimate. HHS did not publish a corrective action plan for CHIP, but reported it was working with states to develop corrective action plans for that program.
Did OIG identify any other problems?
We also looked at the accuracy and completeness of the department's reporting. The Child Care and Development Fund overstated the rate of improper payments and understated the total amount of improper payments. We also identified some relatively minor mathematical errors that affected 2 programs and a few other small issues.
What does OIG recommend that the department do?
The department should continue reducing improper payments and meet its target rates. It should also develop error rate reduction targets and corrective action plans for CHIP. Finally, we also recommended that the department ensure that amounts used in the computations for reporting improper payments are accurate and complete.
Thank you, Kay Daly, for sharing this important work on improper payment reporting.
Well, thank you, Roberta.